You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Russ Nassett is a Montana singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He's played all over the Northwest in a variety of bands for decades, rockabilly and honky-tonk and country and blues. There are lots of musicians in his family. His mother played piano, and he's written songs with his brother, and he plays in a band with one of his sons. One of his grandsons, Jack, is in third grade, and he's learning to play piano. On a recent visit, Jack decided he wanted to find out more about his grandfather.
Hello, I am Jack Nassett.
Well, hello, Jack Nassett. I'm Russ Nassett. Thanks for having me here.
So I'm going to be interviewing you today.
Okay.
And I was wondering what got you interested in music.
You know, ever since when I was about 3 years old, I got interested. I was always interested in music. When I heard it on the radio, you know, I heard this guy called Hank Williams when I was just about a little kid in my parents' car. I loved it ever since then. And then when I was like in grade school, like you guys are right now, that's when rock and roll started. So I was real interested in that, you know, because Elvis Presley and all those cool guys like Fats Domino. And, you know, I'm saying names you probably don't remember, but, you know, rockabilly music and Carl Perkins and all that kind of stuff. Ever since then, I was always after it. I was always wanting to be a musician. Got a guitar for Christmas when I was in high school and went out to my room, started practicing. Didn't come out. All my friends wondering, what the heck's going on with Russ? He doesn't come out and play anymore. All he does is sit in his room with his guitar. Music took me all over the place just because I started playing the guitar. Gave me a lot of opportunities to do things and go places. That's a long answer, wasn't it?
Okay. Do you think you could play guitar?
Sure, I'll play a song for you. This is a little song that my brother and I wrote. It's about growing up in Montana. Leaving and then getting homesick and wanting to come back to Montana. So we recorded this and made it the title song on our last CD. It's called Blue Highway. It goes like this. On the east side of the mountains, south of the borderline, where leaves and dirt and dreams get blown away, and the wind from Alberta what's leaving on your mind, you just catch the wind and drift away. Well, you wind up in Seattle, Portland or L.A. Somehow those big old cities seem the same. With hobos and hungry dogs, blues and suits, pretty girls who don't recall your name. Here's the part. Blue Highway. Sing up, Jack. And enough to know where I belong. Oh, Montana, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Is there anything else that you think that anybody should know?
Yeah, I think that everybody should learn how to play an instrument. Because music is a wonderful friend. You know, you can always occupy yourself and keep your mind going and feel happy when you get some kind of musical instrument to play. It's a good thing to do. And the world needs music, I believe. The whole universe. If you play music, even if nobody hears you, I think you're doing something good. Well, I love my mama's cooking. It up so good. Well, I love my mama's cooking. She cooks it up so fine. She cooks that food so good that I almost lose my mind. And I can hear my mama singing. All right, good cooking puts me in the mood.
You've been listening to Russ Nassett. The interview was recorded by Jack Nassett at Smith Elementary School in Helena, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.
You got dirty rice, you got country biscuits.